Hello, Rumble. It's time to rumble. So we have John Brennan is possibly going to be the first arrest. Will it be John Brennan? Speculation, of course. Just like a lot of things we do here, all we can do is look at the information and sometimes we make assumptions, but sometimes they're well-informed, obviously. I was in the CIA, so I have a very strong opinion about a lot of things having to do with the CIA. One of those is that John Brennan should be one of the first to be arrested. Now, he did commit treason, in my opinion, and they have a leaked email that actually proves that now. So for several years, Brennan was very, very vocal, almost daily, against President Trump. And that's pretty much gone away. It's gone away for years. We haven't really heard from him. And he used to be a daily attack dog for the left. So now is he hiding out somewhere? He better be, because I think this boy is going to go. And like Trump said just recently, when they did a missile strike on ISIS in Somalia, one of the first places that I went when I was a SEAL was a platoon where we did a beach landing in Somalia. Well, we were there 2 days before the beach landing, of course, checking out the contour and mapping it out. And then the Marines came and landed where we're basically lifeguards for Marines in case they get any problem. So, but in the distance, we could see the mountains along the shore where we were, the camels would come up and like check us out. It was like, it's pretty cool. And then we, after, you know, a couple of days, you know, at nighttime going in and checking the beach, reconning the beach and the base of the contour so that we would know the best place to, for the Marines to land with their landing craft. I was out with some of my buddies. They brought their surfboards. They're surfing and I'm body surfing. And then they go in and I was like, God, the waves are so good here. Why those guys leave? And they're like waving. Everybody comes up on the beach and they're waving. I was like, I must think we're really good out here. Like, yeah. So I'm like body surfing for probably another hour. And then I go in and they're like, dude, why didn't you come in when we're like yelling at you? And I was like, I couldn't hear you. I thought you guys were like, thought I was doing good body surfing. And one of my buddies was on a surfboard, and I was on the surfboard, and I was right next to him, body surfing. And he's like, there was a huge shark that came up, and it was like looking right at you. And I came right in. I started yelling at you, and like, you just stayed out there. You're lucky. You're lucky, dude. I was like, yeah, I guess so. So I was like, oh, that sucks. So then we all get in the helicopter and we take off and we're going back to the ship and the helicopter flies along the shore. And one of the guys, Joe Hawes, big black guy, he says, what the fuck? And we're like, I thought it was like, you know, maybe some people are out there, you know, drowning or something. We all look out and the water is filled with sharks, huge sharks. And we're like, oh my God, for 2 nights we were in that water. And they didn't mess with us. Why? Because they're well fed. Because they're in Somalia at the time, and this was like I think it was like 1981, 82-ish, probably 82. Right at 82, yeah. Because I remember it was my my birthday on that cruise, and everybody threw me in the water. You know, it's like joke around on birthdays and stuff. So, of course, we went out and had some good drinks that night. But anyway, the Russians had a packing plant, a fish packing plant. So they would go out, and they would, you know, catch fish in their trawlers or whatever, and they come back in, they like, you know, cut the fish up, cut the heads off, cut the guts out, and they dump it. So the sharks were like feeding all that, and there were just hundreds of them. Massive sharks, massive. And so we're lucky. We're lucky. You know, seals, we have a lot of luck, most of the time anyway. So that was very interesting. So yeah, Trump is like, it doesn't matter where you're at. You can't hide. We'll find you and we'll kill you. I was like, what was that? I had the feeling that that was meant for some other people. Cause I've been saying, before Trump came in, I was like, I think Trump's going to get in there. And I think when he gets in there, there's going to be a lot of people trying to run and hide. Is John Brennan running and hiding? Probably not. He probably thinks he's impervious. But I think he's going to be I don't think that he's going to be the first to be arrested. I think that there's a chance that he would be one of the first public arrest. And why do I think that? Well, let's go into this leaked email. And you can run and you can't hide, Brennan. You can run, but you can't hide. We will find you. And I don't know about the killing part. That's up to President Trump to decide that, right? So here's Brennan. He was the CIA director when I was at the CIA for a little period of time. You know, they changed hands. So there's like three or four of them during my 11 years that I was at the CIA. So it goes on to says, of course, this group includes leaders from the intel agencies and their loyal underlings, puppets. They have worked for years in their quest to destroy President Trump and destroy his populist movement. They have come after us. J6 is, you know, they came after people that were there at J6. 1,500 people, you know, they put in prison. And I don't know, maybe one or two of them probably were legit. But I don't think so. All those people, because I was at one of those trials. It was railroad big time. FBI, DOJ, yeah, they got to pay. They're going to pay big, I believe. So step-by-step process. So here we are. They were shocked when President Trump won in 2016, so they rigged the 2020 election to make sure it didn't happen again, and they did. They admit it in the email. So here is the email right here. So this is John Brennan, right? October 19th, 2020. And he sent it out to all his buds and can I add you to this list? We'll be adding Leon. So these are other people that were probably going to be arrested as well. Sue Gordon, Jay Johnson, George, Lisa Monaco, Mike Rogers, because these guys all signed this email stating that the was basically in cahoots with Russia. So John Brennan admits in the leaked email that the petition signed by the 51 intel experts was only meant to push back on President Trump and his attacks on Joe and his crack addict family. They knew that Hunter's laptop was authentic. It was not Russian disinformation. Just like they went after when Trump first came in, they went after Trump as having been, you know, in cahoots with Russia and so forth. And that was found out to be a big fat lie from the British, former British intel MI6 guy, you know, cooked up that lie. And eventually it was found out. So, and then, of course, Hillary Clinton, the DNC, paid him for that. So Hillary's probably already been dealt with, but we will see. All right. They only did it to derail President Trump, and they knew the lapdog media would go along with it because they're part of this deep state. The media, of course, Mockingbird Media, an element within the CIA, probably a very significant element within the CIA, element within the FBI, Democrat Party, on and on and on. Of course, not just Democrat Party, but elements within the Republican Party as well. So the Papadopoulos email went viral and has 1.7 million views at this point. So this is over on X, George Papadopoulos. He was in the he was basically targeted by the CIA as well, outed by the CIA. Just in a leaked email from John Brennan verifies that 51 intelligence agents that endorsed the Hunter Biden laptop letter did it with the specific intent of an enabling Biden to mislead the American public during his election campaign. So at this point, most Americans are ready for this to be over. And when I say this being over, that's the deep state. The deep state, their machinations, the things that they manipulate and so forth. It says it goes on to say, also on Saturday, investigative reporter Paul Sperry released an explosive report on former FBI Chief John Brennan. According to evidence collected by Sperry in interviews with the former DNI and current FBI Chief John Ratcliffe, the new FBI chief, current FBI chief, all right, because we're going to have a new one, I guess. John Brennan was caught lying about the Trump-Russia collusion assessment and was responsible for spreading the inaccurate information while knowing. So he says FBI chief. That should be CIA chief. John Ratcliffe and CIA. So anyway, yeah, new CIA director. So misprint right there. So CIA, new, current CIA. John Ratcliffe, evidence didn't support Brennan's explosive Trump-Russia assessment. So looks like we have one of the people in position that is really going to stir the pot here. So John Ratcliffe got affirmed. We're going to have other people affirmed, I think, early next week. And that's going to make a big difference going forward for a lot of different things, guys. So as these people get into positions where they can make a difference, it's just going to be explosive. And it's very, very interesting to watch this process happen. All right. So now John Brennan is an avowed former communist. Is he really former? is he a former communist? Because you know these Democrats, they pretty much are right. They're pretty much communists, right? And so he says back in 1976, he was a college student. He was disgusted by Watergate and the system that produced it, and he went with the Communist Party nominee Gus Hall. But by 1980, he had changed his mind, and you know, he had grown out of Marxist-Leninism, grown out of it. No, I don't think so. So anyway, I mean, Brennan was, I wasn't fond of Brennan when he was CIA head. All right. So, other things that we have, the list of people, that are probably going to be going to Guantanamo, Chuckie Schumer, basically making threats against conservative U.S. Supreme Court justices. So we'll see. A lot of this started to go down. Let's look at this little video that I have of all these people, all these Democrats, right? These Democrats thought they were high on the hog, and they thought they were like no untouchable. I think they're going to find out. All right, let's listen to this.
We will fight when we must fight.
We've been fighting, so we need to fight, but we also need to fight.
Always bringing up a fight.
This is going to be a fight. We always must fight.
We're in the fight of our lives.
We're going to be in the fight of our lives.
This is the fight of our life. The
fight of our lives.
We are in this fight for our lives.
We cannot ever give up fighting.
I don't know why there isn't an uprising all over the country. I think there will be. All right. So there will be, and they already have started. I think George Floyd 2.0 is their intention. You know, we're talking tens of thousands of people that are going to get involved in this. We've talked about this for a while. You know, I've said to get out of the big cities, especially Democrat big cities. They're going to be bad, right? They're already bad. I mean, who lives there. A lot of people still like, well, my whole family's here. I can't leave. I'm the only one awake. I have to be there for them. But, you know, you guys that are there, you think you're going to be, you know, you're just, and this is speculation on my part. I'm, you know, trust your own intuition. Always trust your own intuition. But I believe that the people that are there that are conservatives are going to be targeted. And teams will find them, right? Especially in these really radical, you know, like L.A. and San Francisco, New York, Chicago, some areas of Dallas, probably. I don't know. So you have to be very strong in your belief that you have good people around you and they will not time you out or turn against you. So be very, very cautious out there. We're getting down to things getting really crazy. Stock market crashing, a lot of people going out of work, usually happens during that time frame. I think a lot of people are already out of work. They're covering that up. And the economy is crashing. Housing's crashing. It's like 2008, 2000, and 1929 all rolled into one coming, guys. So will it be, you know, mitigated to a certain extent? Just possible, but there's probably going to be some pain in the transitionary phase. So it has to be hot and heavy going forward to get these guys, catch these guys, and take them out of their positions of power.
To be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Black people just throw a punch. We have to be ready to throw a punch.
Donald Trump, I think you need to go back and then punch him in the face.
Then I thought you should have punched him in the face. I
feel like punching him.
You guys like to take him behind the gym if I were in high school.
We're in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
No, I wish we were in high school, I could take him behind the gym.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump.
Show me where it says the protest was supposed to be polite and peaceful.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Please, get up in the face of some Congress people.
People will do what they do.
I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
We're going to go on here.
So this is just a warning to you, Trumpers. Be careful. Walk lightly. And for those of you who are soldiers, make them pay.
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
Yeah. You can come out alive if you don't do anything and you're quiet. But, you know, these guys, I don't talk like that. I hope that, you know, Americans will be Americans and work together and overcome their differences like we have in, throughout time. Well, kind of not. All right. So there were during the Revolutionary War, there were patriots and there were loyalists. The loyalists fought with the British against the patriots and killed them. Right. The loyalists did not fare well against the patriots. Right. They didn't have their strongest military in the world, which was Britain, behind them. They failed miserably. All right. So that's often what happens when people talk tough. I don't talk tough. I'm like, if you're a threat to me, then I'll take care of that. But if you want to talk tough like that, it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me. Until you're a threat to me, is when, myself and other conservatives, you know, of course they'll probably find one radical here or there, which will go off. I think we've done a very, 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 very good job of staying calm for these last 4 years, guys. From January 6th onward, it was like, what? I was very surprised at January 6th and I was ready to stay and continue. But Trump said, go home. So, and that's what we did. And I haven't been back since. Well, I had to, actually did go back. I went back for a J6 trial for that one reason. And I saw it's still a shit show there. Now, I just recently heard there was, in fact, I'll probably bring it up because we need to, and don't hold this against Canadians. This is not Canadians. It's like if you went to Washington, D.C., I'm thinking, you know, Washington, D.C., you know, they're American people. They're going to see the logic of not having this grandmother who just walked through the Capitol with an American flag. They're not going to see that as a big deal. It's our land. It's you know, but they pulled a quickie. Nancy Pelosi pulled a fast one and made it emergency and so forth, so that they had it all planned. So that anyone that went in the building, and of course they had people that were directing people in the building, could be held accountable in the future. So that's kind of what we had going on there. So here is, I'm going to play this real quick. It's very similar. Washington, D.C. Has left us, which don't think correctly. And because they have never voted, I think Republican. It's always like 99%. You know, they vote Democrat. So, and that's because they get everything handed to them there. And I saw that while I was there at the courthouse. There was a guy that would come into the courthouse restaurant and eat because it was cheap. Right? He's like, he wasn't a homeless guy, but of course he was given money, and he had been given money for a very long time. And he had like health care and everything. So basically they're in Washington, D.C. They just give it away, right? Give it away to everybody. So he was a nice guy, but he was a little kooky. Right. And he knew everybody there. He's like saying hi to everybody, and everybody like knew him, but he's just a guy, he did have a little apartment, that they gave him a stipend to basically live in. And we had a nice conversation. He says, yeah, I don't like Trump. He's like, well, that's okay. And you know, so we had a conversation. He was a nice guy, but that's the way it is in DC. They're leftists, and they just go with the leftist party because it keeps them in power. It gives them money. It lets them do the radical things and have the radical ideas that they have, which don't work in any kind of reality. All right. So here we are. Canadians are booing the Star Spangled Banner at the start of a National Hockey League game, NHL hockey game. So I was disappointed. I would never do that to another country, even if it was like a good route rivalry, you know. I still wouldn't diss their flag, right? But they dissed us. And so Canadians in here, and they came in pretty heavy when I posted this. And they said that, you know, that is the leftist in Ottawa. The rest of us in Canada don't agree with them. And I'm like, I understand. That's the way it is in D.C. Okay. And, you know, we the Canadians had the trucker convoy. And I said, I remember like months before the trucker convoy, when everybody was locked in their homes and everybody was bummed. I was like, I see dancing in the streets around early March. And, but then it goes dark again. It's not so happy. So around that time frame, that's when, the trucker convoy, the Canadian trucker convoy, to protest, the masking and the vaccinations and all that kind of stuff. They went to Ottawa, and there they brought in Ukrainians, flew in Ukrainians, and they put them in, like their police uniforms, and they beat those people. And then they came in and they seized their bank accounts. I have, you know, Brad Wozni that I do shows with. He's basically, he can't, they seized his bank account, stole all his money, and he can't go back to Canada. So it's insane. Canadians, you know, the people in Ottawa are out of control, just like the people in D.C. are out of control. We have to clean it up. Now, Trump has talked about, you know, taking all of those, you know, federal businesses, the ones that are left after he basically closes them all down. We're going to talk about a little bit of that. and basically put them in other places that are, you know, conservative so that they can get conservatives in into those places, because D.C. is just a cesspool, absolute cesspool, right? You can't get people that are, you know, middle. I don't see myself as conservative. I'm just like, you know, middle of the road. You know, I can't say that I like anything the Democrats stand for anymore. There used to be a time like, yeah, you guys get some good stuff. Yeah, you get in power, you do your thing. And we get some Republicans in there and they do their thing. And it's like it balances out. Now it's like it's super, super lopsided, right? It's like the only one making sense now is Trump. Hopefully, you know, when Trump leaves, we get some middle of the road, good conservatives that replace him. But for a very long distance into the future, I can't imagine America with a Democrat Party or even someone in that position of power. That would be very tragic. So let's listen to this. So they booed it. And so, like I said, there were Canadians that came on and said, they don't represent us, right? Just like the people in D.C. really don't represent us until now. Once Trump gets in all of the people that he's trying to put in, then I feel comfortable. And it's not because it's my party. It's because there's going to be people that have common sense and they're merit-based. And they're going to promote people that are merit-based. And they're going to do away with corruption, which they're doing. All right? So it is crazy out there. And, you know, now we're going to have these tariffs. And these tariffs have to happen, guys. You're going to hear a lot of people talk shit about it. They're already talking shit about it. And you're probably going to see the stock market take a pretty good hit next week, right? For me, and we're probably going to see crypto take a hit. Everything's going to go down. We'll see how long that lasts. Could be a good buying opportunity because I'm kind of like I moved back out of crypto to a great degree. I still have XRP, a small position, because if it does take off, I don't want to miss out, right? But it's pulled back pretty significantly. I think it's going to go below $2. I think it goes down to 196, which was the high. One of the previous highs. So I think that's going to be the base. Who knows, maybe go a little further, lower, but that's my thoughts on that. Because it went high, it went hot and heavy up. So it's got to cool off a little bit. Of course, it's going to get that, it's going to get that next week, I think. So it could be, if you want to add to your position, which I'm going to be looking into probably adding my position, next week. And a lot of people are like, you know, are getting punished right now. And they're jumping out because I told you guys, most of you will get destroyed by crypto. Only the amount of money they're willing to, you know, put in there long term, really, because this stuff goes up and down. And if you dollar cost average into it, like we've been doing for silver, probably XRP, probably Bitcoin. Maybe a couple other ones, Ethereum or something like that. I like Doge as well. But I'm really all in XRP because I had the dream, XRP. So, okay. And it did really well for me. Really, really well. So I was pretty happy about that. So market probably going down next week. There's ways to benefit from that. Put options, short positions, whatever. Now, I heard from some people that basically went heavy into short positions and so forth back in 2008. And they increased, I think they had $1 or $2 billion in their fund, and they increased it to like $5 billion for the people that were in their fund. And the guy was saying that we stopped that until now. Right. So now we're moving. We're getting ready to get back in those positions. Will it start next week? Who knows? And you know, speculation, guys. I talked lots of speculation, like those plane crashes. I talk all kind of stuff. I feel very strongly about it, and I don't like throw a bunch of shit out there unless I've done a lot of good research. But you know, it's still I could be completely right, and then someone, some group, some entity comes in and makes it look some way else. Some, like something else, like 9/11. They made it look like something else, like the LA fires. We still do not know where those fires started from. Now, I told you where I thought where it started, Joshua Tree up at Skull Rock, right? So these guys do their little things. Probably had a ceremony up there, started that fire, and they're covering it up, right? So that's the way they do these things. There's a lot of things, and I had two shows where I talk about the anomalies with those crashes and how it kind of points to sacrifice, right? They like to do these sacrifices, and that's a lot of sacrificing they've been doing, if it is the case, right? And we could possibly see a major event coming up. And we've talked about this. A lot of people that, you know, look at these things have said that there's going to be something pretty major. There were people that predicted that crash, and they predicted that it was a manipulated crash. I looked at that crash and I said right away, I was like, manipulated. Just like when I saw 9/11 happen, it was like manipulated, right? So some of us are, you know, kind of ahead of the curve. Some of us catch up. Some of us never get there. Some of us are you know, confused because there's all these confusing narratives, and they have people that they trust and so forth. Like, for instance, one of the narratives for the Pennsylvania crash, Philly crash, is that it's a missile or it's a plane. My thought is it is a plane. But people have really good arguments that it's a missile. Now, there was no plane that hit the Pentagon. It was a missile, right? I'm very strong on that. But I believe that was a plane that went in. And there's lots of arguments on both sides. Don't get all hung up on your argument. Because I think the reason why a lot of people are getting hung up on their arguments is because 9/11 and the directed energy weapon use. Because a lot of people don't get it. So people come in hard and strong and try to convince people. But if we find out that you went hard and strong on the false narrative, that kind of damages you and damages the whole cause to try and help wake people up. So be flexible, right? And I think most of you guys are, but I've seen on some of the other chats that people are really going hard because someone doesn't believe in their narrative, right? So there's lots of narratives. There's lots of ideas. And like I said, they could, just like 9/11, they could come out, and it might be because they need for that narrative to be what the bad guys want it to be until it's time. Okay? All right? It's called ambushing. You let them think that they're good, and they're like, oh, we're good. And they come out of their hiding spot and you blow their asses away, right? So just be aware that some of that could be going on. I've watched some of that over the time. Sometimes I'm like, am I getting ahead of the curve here? Maybe they don't want me to put this kind of stuff out. So it is what it is, all right? So these things that are happening, as far as like, you know, people being arrested, coming, I believe very strongly, the coming protests and so forth, a chaos that's going to happen in the cities, that's going to get out of hand. We just recently had protests yesterday in National City, California. They protested ICE raids. How dare ICE take away illegal aliens. So they're running around with Mexican flags, and they could probably throw a stone and it could hit Mexico. And national cities pretty much in pretty well into San Diego, but you could drive 10 minutes down to the border with your Mexican flag. So these people, so they want to assimilate, or do they want to like change us into Mexicans? What? And then you have people from other countries, Haiti and all these other countries that, how dare, you know, ICE, I'm here illegally. How dare they ship me back? That narrative worked for the Democrats. It does not work now. And it makes sense. I think many Democrats that at one time maybe fell for that are like, I'm over that. That was a bad narrative, and I'm not there anymore. Let's get these people out of our country. Now they're going to like, you know, blow this up and make it, you know, just like they did, convince people that, heartstrings, you gotta like let these people in. No, they basically come in. They've come in and hijacked a lot of our services. They have hijacked, the tune of $2 trillion worth of taxpayer money that's been used to basically house them, feed them, and give them free health care and everything else, while the average American gets none of that, right? So this is something that has to be reformed and has to be taken care of. Of course, they're going after the high-value criminals targets first. Democrat cities are vowing to, you know, fight ICE, just like that video I showed you guys where they want to fight, and they're like doing the same thing now. You got to fight. You got to fight for your right. And it's not your right. It's our laws that you're here illegally. What part of illegal immigration don't you understand? All right. Illegal. Right. And it's not our fault that some of these people, and it's been done for a long time. So I'm not, you know, I'm not real hardcore that some people that have been here for a long time illegally, you know, they eventually need to go too, but maybe there's something that can be done. Maybe they're given some kind of work visa, because this stuff has been done a long time, guys. Manufacturing, building, farms. Gosh, you look at pretty much any landscaping outfit, and they're pretty much, you know, people that don't speak English. All right. And I love those guys. I mean, those guys do incredible work, and they're hard workers. I grew up as a hard worker, and I appreciate people that work hard for a living. So, but that doesn't mean that I'm like, okay, because you're a hard worker and you're helping and we need that, you can stay. No, it has to be done legally. We have to figure out why these countries like Mexico are basically blocking these guys from getting visas to come here and work. Yes, Mexico blocks people from coming here with work visas. So they just come across the border and have been for, you know, decades and decades. Eisenhower, you know, pushed them back over, one of the biggest immigration reversals, illegal immigration reversals ever. And now Trump is going to like top that probably many times over. So I don't think it's going to be done very quickly, but I think it's going to be done very quickly for the ones that are bad hombres, right? Or whatever language they are speaking that are here, and they're criminals, right? So we're going to be sending them back. Yes, there's a big push to send a bunch of them to Gitmo. Is that going to be cover to send some other people there to Gitmo? I don't know. But Gitmo is going to be utilized very quickly. Maybe they need to, like, you know, try it out. They let's send 30,000 illegal aliens to Gitmo and ramp up the security, ramp up, you know, feeding them, housing them, and all the things and that goes along with that. And then let's start moving them out, and then moving in people like John Brennan and all those other 51 people that conspired treasonously to, manufacture the Russia came in, and that was not a laptop from hell for Hunter Biden, exposing the criminal crime family of Bidens, but it was Russia disinformation. So yeah, you guys did a treasonous act, clearly, right? All of them, 51 of them. There should be, all right, let's move those illegal aliens out and then fill those spots up. We got the personnel there. We know how to house that place up. I think it's training. I think it's training, guys. That's my thoughts, right? I'm just speculating. Right? I don't know. No one's contacted me yet. Tell them, Mike, that why would they do that? I think that's why. So, and regardless of if they thought of it, maybe they hear me and they're like, that's a great idea. That's how we can do that. We just transition the Brennan crew, and then, Pelosi and Schumer and all those other people that spoke out treasonously, trying to foment, insurrection, they put 1,500 Americans, innocent Americans, in prison. Everyone that's involved in that needs to go to Gitmo. All of those prosecutors, all of those FBI agents that did the investigations, they need to go. I've seen those guys in court. They're bad, right? And maybe some of those judges that pushed that too. So it's going to be very interesting going forward. A lot of these guys are going to go away. And those people that are protesting in these cities, so it's not just National City in San Diego. It's also in Berkeley, Oxnard, California. Let's see. Those peaceful immigrant rights protests, that's how it's termed here, and what bullshit news source put that out. They turned unlawful. So they started jumping up and down on cars and looting. Jeez. All of those people should be first on the bus back down to wherever they need to go. So there's lots of cities. I believe California is going to be really bad that are going to protest. It'll be ground zero. So imagine the people that organized that, the money that it took to organize that, right? Who's in charge of that? Who's in charge of that kind of stuff? Now, one group that is in charge of that, especially overseas, that has basically just recently been shut down, is USAID, USAID. So USAID officials locked Doge. So I guess Elon came in, he says, we need to see what you guys are doing, how you're spending your billions that American taxpayers are giving you. And they're like, they locked the doors. So I guess they found out. F around and you're going to find out. So on Saturday night, Trump decided it was a good time to met out some more consequences for the uncooperative rebels. So Elon Musk said USAID, USAID, and I've seen this overseas, guys. They are a criminal organization, right? They're trying to get Muslims overseas to basically do birth control. They give out condoms to all the men. And of course, the Taliban, they definitely don't want the Taliban to reproduce. Right? So they give them, and then they don't want their ladies to reproduce. So they're trying to get them, they're all into birth control and all kind of crazy stuff. And maybe thick clip type stuff. And the Muslims, they like babies, right? They like babies so much they can't afford babies, and they're still having babies. So it's out of control. So it is what it is. I don't know. Maybe somebody will say enough is enough, or whatever agenda they got going on with all those babies, it's going to reach its crescendo, and that's going to be it. don't know. Maybe they'll get stuck somewhere and they're like, we don't have any food. Stop having babies. Yes. Whatever happens, their USAID has been doing some hunkiness behind the scenes. And I saw that overseas. They wanted us, CIA security. And they asked our CIA heads, can those guys provide security for us? Because we're pissing the people off and they're rioting and they're trying to kill us. And we're like, no, we refused. You made your bed, you live in it. All right. And that would expose us. And that would, we're here to protect these guys, not you. All right. So, they had to evacuate. And they have to evacuate from the United States because we're going to shut them down. So I guess Trump is shutting them down. And that's good because they're like 5 billion or some craziness. No. They're asking for 42.8 billion. What is it 5 billion for? 42.8 billion to go around the world and cause like these revolutions. They were part of the revolution in Ukraine that put bad Ukrainians in there that started to attack good Ukrainians just because they're Russian speakers, right? In the Donbass area, started shelling them, killed like 14,000 men, women, and children, right? So this is what they do. This is what they do. I don't know, because when I worked for the CIA, my group that was looking for terrorists and so forth, we didn't have anything to do with them. So Donald Trump is like, we're going to like take your thing and we're going to put it with the State Department. That's kind of like the CIA too. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that works out. And it could be, yeah, we're going to put you over here in this office. And then, no, we're going to put you down in the basement. And then we're going to put you out in the parking lot. And then we're, hey, how about not even coming back to work? Because we're not going to pay you. So that's probably how that's going to go. And that's really the way a lot of these organizations need to go, guys. And I think that's coming. That's very strong. So speaking of Ukraine, Ukrainian president Voldemort, like from Harry Potter, Volodymyr Zelensky admits that 100 billion, haven't we been saying this for like the last 4 years? Yes. And even before then, $100 billion in U.S. taxpayer funds. That's right. The money stolen from us and sent to Ukraine for money laundering, 100 of $170 billion is unaccounted for by Zelensky. He says, we only got $70 billion. How much of that $70 billion did you get? Because we know you got like 5 different mansions all over the world. What the hell? So, and you're just a president for, before you're like dancing around in high heels and leather pants with a bunch of other gay guys. Like, what? And now you got all these, what did you do? Did your acting career like take off and your humor take off to a point where people are like, giving you a lot of money for that? What's going on? Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. He gets the payoff. He gets the CIA payoff, or the USA payoff or whatever, probably a little of both. You give us this, we give you that. You get this for us and we give you that. So that's kind of the way that thing works. All right. So Sean Diddy, I'm just going to a few headlines. Sean Diddy, the pedophile rapist, has been transferred from his jail cell to a hospital for an MRI. Now, in his defense, and all the other rappers that are, they just F everything that moves. Right? We haven't heard about them doing animals yet, but I think that's coming. Right. So just my take on that. Just my speculation. right? His transport took place after dark to remain inconspicuous as they aimed to avoid drawing attention from other inmates or prison staff. Rumors are circulating with possibilities. These are rumors, speculation, of course, with possibilities ranging from a prison fight to an unexpected health emergency. So if he's getting an MRI in the middle of the night, it's an unexpected health emergency, right? Regardless of how that health emergency formulated, right, in his body or his brain or whatever. I don't know. Did he implicate Hillary Clinton, the Clinton family? Did the Clintons go to one of their white parties? I just saw a picture of Nancy Pelosi with her children and grandchildren, and they're all in white. And she says diversity is important, but they're all white. And they're wearing white. It's like, I guess diversity doesn't matter in your family. But it's interesting because, you know, these white parties and, you know, Nancy Pelosi's family getting pictures and they're all in white. And it's like pictures taken, everybody gets in white. It's like family photos. I don't know. But that's kind of an interesting parallel. Did they just come from a Diddy party? A Diddy white party? I don't think so, because there's like, oh, well, there were little boys in that picture. So it's possible. I mean, when I look at Nancy Pelosi's husband now, I just think of him running from that guy, that homosexual guy that was chasing him. Right. What was it? A hammer or something? Or what was it? And he got inside the house. But the glass was broken from the inside out, and the door that they said that he went in, he went in there, but he'd known the guy for a long time. So, you know, we've already covered all that, but whatever, you know, the latest thing I saw was Macron and Brigitte. Brigitte seems to have, Candace Owens has been hot on the trail. I think she's had some help from some probably high up people, and they decided, okay, we're gonna like expose this, kind of like, you know there was exposure for Michael Obama, formerly known as Michelle, and before Michelle's known as Michael Obama, and so Michael Obama was Joan Rivers, I think it was Joan Rivers, basically said, we all know that Michelle is a trans, and then she has an untimely death a few days after that. So, I mean, you know, people want to reveal, gotta be a tough guy or a tough girl. Like, you know, gotta be able to take care of yourself. If someone's going to come after you. And I think, yeah, Joan Rivers. Yes. Thank you, sir. So it is definitely, you know, going to be exposed for a lot of these people. So Candace Owens exposing Brigitte as formerly, they're finally finding, because they've been hidden, pictures of when Brigitte was a little boy. As a little boy. Ah, how about that? And so there's like an age difference between Brigitte or Brian or whatever. And when Brigitte was a teacher and Macron was 15 and Brigitte was, I think, 39, 40. They're saying 40, but I think Brigitte was 40, or I mean 39. So, wow, what an age difference. That's pedophilia, right? I guess in France it's not. I don't know. The French are kind of like that. You know, they everything goes. Everything goes through the French. Everybody fools around with everybody. So at all ages, I guess. So they're finding that out. And, of course, Chuck Schumer, his partner, and I'm just going to leave it at that. His partner has some manly characteristics. And I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I've seen pictures of where Schumer was with his partner when they were both younger, and his partner looks like a guy, like completely like a guy. And of course, his partner still looks like a guy, but whatever. So it's just all the crazy stuff we're going to find out about these people. Right? It's like insane, isn't it? Greece, isn't it? Greece is probably the worst. Yeah. I don't know. When in Greece, I don't know. I don't think so. When in Rome, maybe in Rome, I'll eat the pizza and the spaghetti and the gelato and drive the Ferraris and the Lamborghinis. But Greece, I'll look at the, you know, ancient monuments and Parthenon and all that kind of stuff. But don't be walking behind me now. Don't be walking behind me, you Greek guys. And maybe they don't do that anymore, but they used to. Those Spartans, the Spartans would like, this was a game for them. They'd be in their barracks and they'd sneak out without being seen and go visit their wives and then sneak back into the barracks. And that's how they had babies. Like, oh, wow. I mean, the Spartans were hard men, hard fighters, right? They looked out for each other a lot. So I don't know. I'm just like reaching from some of this stuff. It's fun though. It's fun. And P. Diddy, what's going to happen with, is he going to live long enough? I think his trial is like May or something like that. He's going to live long enough for that. So Diddy received an MRI at Brooklyn Hospital because his knee was bothering him. Diddy was taken back to his cell after the MRI concluded. All right, that's the updated. That was like that's 40 minutes ago. All right, good. Good, because we want him to survive into that trial. And somehow, some way, a lot of these guys don't. A lot of these people don't. And that's not just tragic, but, you know, we don't get justice sometimes that way. U.S. military, you guys know I've said that the military absolutely, unequivocally will become involved in Mexico, taking out the cartels. Now, just recently, we've heard that the cartels are getting the green light. I don't know who gave them the green light. Like, cartels got a green light to use drones. Like what, from the Mexican government? That wouldn't surprise me, because they're pretty much the same, in my opinion. That's why I think we should just like the Mexican-American War, just like sweep through again and like just clean it, right? I think the Mexicans would be, most of them anyway, probably all the Mexicans would be like, now we don't have to like go over the border. It's like we're all American. And I don't think that's going to happen. But anyway, there's definitely going to be, I think, surgical strikes. Could be like Trump was talking about with the ISIS. A missile strike, could be drones, a Predator drone, maybe something. I bet the Predator drones are so advanced now. I bet they're way more advanced, because when I was in the CIA back, God, how long ago was it? 11, 12 something years ago, 10, 11, 12 something years ago. We would have Predator drones when we're doing some of our stuff. That's all I can say. And they would be watching over us. And it was comforting, very comforting. And then when we didn't have Predator drones, we had some that were just watching. I didn't like that. I didn't like that. Some of the things that we were on, some of the things we were doing. I'm like, really? Really, guys? Come on. Get the good stuff. All right. So I think they have really, really good stuff now. And because every year he gets advanced. So we're talking 11 years, 12 years, whatever. And so I think we're going to like, you know, start hit them pretty soon. All right. So certain things have to happen still. Certain people have to get in positions. You know, we have, I said Matt Gaetz yesterday was Secretary of Defense. Of course, it is. I'm drawing a blank. Because they're just like, what is his name? I think of it this second. Ah, geez. And I talked about him for like weeks. Ah, Jesus, come on. So the former Fox newscaster, geez, somebody throw it in the chat. Help this poor old soul out. Doesn't have the memory capacity, I guess. So anyway, we have a lot of people that are going to be coming on. Hexep, thank you very much. Pete Hexep. So more people. Pete, good. Hannity? No, not Hannity. He's not the Secretary of Defense. Although he would not be good. All right. Jesse Waters, no. Hexep. Pete Hexep. I think he's going to do a good job because he's former military. He's had combat action. I've heard some people bashing him. You know, the whole time that I was in the military, we always had non-military types. They're always like desk jockeys, right? And they were like so-so, you know. Sometimes, like with Trump, they were asked to go bye-bye, right? You will resign now. And he did that to a couple of them. And I even predicted one of them went away, and they did. So, but I would do, they'd come in and they'd look at our, they'd love to come to the SEAL teams, especially SEAL Team 6. And they would come in, and sometimes I'd be the guy that's like, you know, demonstrating and so forth. Because that was a good shot, so I would shoot. And they would ask me questions and so forth, and I'd tell them what I could, you know. You tell them what you could, because he's like Secretary of Defense. Wouldn't he be able to tell them everything? No, he's probably not read into the stuff I'm in. So, there's a lot of people bashing. It's for me, I'm like, hello, you got to pick a side, guys. Would you rather have Kamala over Trump? Are you serious? Let's let things move along a little bit before you start bitching, you know? That's the way it was in the military. I remember I used to bitch about everything. I was like, bitch, 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 bitch. And everybody bitches when you're younger in the military. And I remember I had a master chief that was my platoon chief. He was former Vietnam vet. And I had a lot of stuff that he would assign me to because I could get stuff done. But there were times that I would bitch about stuff. And so he told me one day, he's like, Jaco, if you're going to bitch, you better have a solution. I don't want to hear you bitch anymore. And I was like, Roger that, Master Chief. So I stopped bitching. And, you know, I'll still talk about some problems that we might be having. But the bit, and I would, and if I did bitch, I'd have a solution. Right? So, I have a solution for these people that have, you know, done things that are bad for America. I have a solution for that. We, like, execute them, right? Because that's what you do, the people that are treasonous. You set an example, and then you get less treasonous stuff. That's I'm bitching about that. And that's my solution, all right? I think that's a good solution. What do you guys think? Is that a good solution? Yeah. Yes. So, Tulsi Gabbard. Absolutely. Imagine when she gets into the position of, the head of all of the intelligence agencies. That's going to be quite, no, we don't give them bullets. That's a waste of good bullet. We make lots of rope, right? So Tulsi Gabbard, because it's reusable over and over again, eventually it breaks and we just make more rope, but you can't remake a bullet. Once you use it, it's done. You know? So Tulsi is going to be amazing. She's going to make a lot of stuff happen. So we're seeing stuff happen now. Now, when Tulsi gets in there, we may see at that point, not too long after that, Brennan and crew go up for justice. Yeah, hemp rope. Yeah, hemp. Because we need to make lots of hemp again. Because those those Rockefellers did away with their hemp, right? And hemp is could be used for a lot of stuff. Because it basically took a lot of farmers used hemp to bake their own fuel. And so we need to get back to that. Rope is a cure. It's a cure for a lot of things that ails us, right? It will be and I will feel so much better when that hemp is used. Yep, so much better. So troops at the border, troops will be utilized. And they are being utilized now. There's videos out there with like just a line of troops. Like, wow, that's pretty cool looking. Whoever set that up. Yeah, the Patriot, Mel Gibson's. Yeah. Wow, that cannonball that was like bouncing over the field and like taking people out. Wow, jeez. That was tough. That was tough back then. And it's like you see that and you keep charging. It's like, wow. Same thing at Gettysburg. Wow. How about hanging with piano wire? Kind of same thing. Once you use it for that, you can't use it for piano. But, you know, when you use the hemp rope, you can use it. You still use it for a lot of stuff. So I'm just being practical. I don't know. But I guess, what was it in World War II? Who's that Italian Mussolini? They found Mussolini trying to like escape over the border, and they caught him and his girlfriend, and they hung him in the town square with piano wire, right? And if that's all they had. That's all they had. They didn't have any rope, so they had piano. So maybe that piano was like blown up in a bomb blast or something. I don't know. I'm reaching. It's fine. So we'll see a lot of this stuff be rectified, but not until we start to clean house, right? So when all the people that are like you know organizing like USAID, they're going to be pissed and the Democrats are going to be pissed because now they don't have that money to probably use that in America. To cause some of these riots, and they won't be able to use it to cause these riots in other countries, like Hungary and some other places where there's people that aren't on their side, that don't do things the way they want them to. They being the deep state. So that's going away, and as that goes away, and there's less potential for flare-ups and. Big blue Democrat cities here, then we're going to see, a fast movement towards, cleaning up America. And I mean, literally cleaning up America because those Democrat cities are shitholes, you know? And, once we clean those, Austin, Texas, LA, San Francisco, the hills of Malibu, maybe not so much the hills of Malibu, but definitely the Hollywood Hills. I've been in the Hollywood Hills and yeah, there's a lot of, nastiness, right? Homeless and, people, going into like nice homes, multi-million dollar homes and robbing and all kind of crazy stuff. So that gets cleaned up. And then we start to make, high-speed cities. Now, some people are saying that Trump's going to make pretty much he's calling it Patriot cities, and said, so you're going to have, I think, the spin of where Trump is going to come in and do 15-minute cities on steroids? I don't think so. Right? Do you really think that's going to happen? I'm not going to let that happen. Right? I'm not going to be part of that. I will protest that, and I'll have a solution. I will bitch about that and have a solution for that, right? If that ever comes down. So remember, if you're going to bitch, have a solution. Thank you, Master Chief. Hoo-yah. All right, so I guess they're already saving money on the Doge. They're saving billions, but that's a drop in a bucket. We need to save trillions. It's out of control. We got to save trillions and trillions of dollars and turn all that around and then completely wipe that out. All right. So I'm looking at the market indicators right now. Probably going to be a good pump down in the market. Don't get your panties in a wad. And I'm talking to you guys, ladies. I'm a Southern gentleman. Whatever you do with your panties is up to you. So, all right. But some of you guys out there, because most of you guys are into money, right? Like me, making money for the family. We've been telling you guys about silver for a long time, right? Do not miss this. It might be too, it, I mean, Monday might open up. You might have missed the boat, right? Who knows? Maybe the stock market goes up and you were like, Mike, see, you don't know shit. But it's coming. Anyone that still thinks that it's not, you're sadly mistaken. So my guy, you know, you want to be in silver. My guy is Dr. Kirk Elliott. So the links are in the description box. So cover yourself. I want to see you guys survive this economic downturn. And it's going to be a downturn, but it'll come back. I mean, the last time the stock market crashed, what was it? NASDAQ in 2000, 2001. It came back like, I don't know, 20 years later. And the big stock market crash in 1929, it came back like 40, 50 years later. So, you know, I don't know. Do you think some of you guys are going to live that long? I don't know. But it just comes back to even where it was before. And probably some of the stocks that you're investing in right now won't even exist in the future, like Amazon. Even Bezos says, yeah, Amazon won't be here in the future. You go back all the way back to 2001, 2000, Amazon was a startup. It was a startup. And I was like, Amazon's going to be big someday. Amazon won't even exist in the future, guys. Everything changes over time. It used to be all the railroad companies were the big stocks. It's like no one, they're like bottom. They're not even in the Dow anymore. I don't, maybe they are. So are any stock market. They're you can't still invest in Northern Southern and you know, private P&G, whatever the heck they are. But, you know, things change and we're going through that change and we're going to go through a rapid change. You will see crypto in the future. There will not be, a bank or a Federal Reserve, crypto or not crypto, but a digital currency. There will be crypto and not all the crypto you're seeing now. Crypto will come and go. You know that they used to have banks all over the country that had their own currency. And then the Federal Reserve came along and said, we want it all. Right? And it was backed by gold around the country. So, and if you like came in and you put like a, I don't know, silver certificate into your silver certificates in your bank, and you're like, I want to get my silver certificates back. They gave you your silver certificates back. They didn't take it and like give 10 cents to Bobby Sue and 30 cents to Ginnie Mae. And, you know, they like they do now. They like fractured everything like 30, 100 times. They don't do that anymore. With what am I thinking? They did that back then, or they didn't do that back then. They do it now. All right, so get it together. All right, so Jekyll Island, yeah, you guys know the deal. So yeah, this pump price is set to rise. Now, when it's going to take a little bit for Drill Baby Drill to really, you know, kick in. It took like a year or two for Trump the last time. You know, they've taken out the reserves, the oil reserves that we have in the salt underground salt mines and so forth. Biden, you know, pretty much emptied those. Trump had filled them up, right? So once the price of oil goes down again, Trump is going to fill those up again. And our oil companies are going to prosper, made in America, right? We have the best technology for getting oil out of the ground of any country in the world. We have the largest oil reserves of any country in the world. So what causes inflation? Biden regime coming in and basically shutting down the oil pumping so that everything that moves by oil, right? So if you take away the energy source that everything moves by, inflation. Jimmy Carter did this when there were oil embargoes and so forth back in the 80s. And that was when silver went to the moon. And then silver went to the moon during Obama and Biden's term, the highest it ever been. And why was that? Because they screwed with oil too. They shut down the oil pumping too. All right. So Biden shut down the oil pumping. And the way that he kept the price of oil down was he went after the strategic oil reserve and got it all. So we're going to get a lot of this stuff. Neil Bush, Bust of the Silver Market, the brothers, those brothers, yeah. Back in the 80s, that you're talking about. What they did is they basically came in and did the same thing that the criminals do and controlled the price of silver. And so they basically unlocked it because they had a big portion of the silver market. So they're like, all right, so we're controlling a big portion of the silver market. And then it just took off and it went to the moon because it no longer had the controls on it anymore. And the federal government came in, that's good. Only we can do that. And so, and they came after them. They said, you better like turn that around. We're going to make you find out. So they're like, oh yeah, and then they make fun. It's like, yeah, we you know, for a couple of weeks we controlled the silver market, and no, they set it free. So at some point the silver market is going to get set free, and it's going to explode, guys. And I think we're close now with Mexico and Canada, where we get a lot of silver. That 25% tariff, we may see this week silver explode. This may be it. The silver balloon held below water is about ready to like pop up and lift off, right? It's filled with helium, right? And it's going to keep going up. And it could do it. Because there are a lot of the gold reserves that are normally held at the City of London, the Bank of England, blah, blah, blah. They have been holding them for a long period of time. Usually it's an overnight thing. And so that's why you just recently saw the price of gold go up this last week, right? And the price of silver. Because everybody's like, is he or isn't he? Is he or isn't he? Speaking of Trump doing the tariffs, he did it, right? So Monday. So it's going to be very exciting for those of us that are in good positions, right? With put options and silver and not as much crypto, because we're going to buy crypto with our winnings from things that happen. And maybe not. Again, don't invest in things you can't afford to lose. And if you can't afford to lose, then don't invest. So, and then those of you that can't afford to lose your retirement. Should have a portion of that in silver by now, because the stock market is going to go down, right? It should have gone down in 2022. They pumped it up. And what did they use to pump it up? AI. So just like the dot-com bust, AI is about ready to bust, right? We saw the beginnings of that last week on Monday. Monday morning. Da, 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 da. So huge stock market crash on Monday last week because of the Chinese or AI that came out. And what was that one? NVIDIA. So he had DeepSeek come out. Of course, it'd been out. They made it public. And then Mamas and Papas. That's right. Mamas and Papas. Thank you, Rhino Hunter. And so we had NVIDIA lose more market value on that Monday than any stock in the history of Earth. even all the way back to ancient times. I don't know what their stock prices were back then, but you know, they actually did what was it? Futures trading. It was a Greek dude started it. A philosopher. And I can't think of his name right now, but I remember reading about it. I was like, dang, that guy was smart. He wasn't just good about, you know, telling us how to, like, you know, live our lives smartly, but he was an investor. Wonder who that was. So lots of love, guys. Copper may be in place as well. If you're in California, yeah, you're going to need probably. There's going to be a lot of building going on in California. And as long as the Democrats are there, there's going to be even more building going on there. So you guys better get rid of your Democrats, guys, in California. Was it? I don't think it was Plato, no. And it wasn't Socrates. It was another dude. It was another, I think it was before them. I'll think of them someday. I've done shows about all this stuff in the past, so I can't remember it all. Dang. So I think it's in one of my books. All right. Lots of love, guys, and I will see you guys next time.